Nokia is betting on a new cell phone that will retail for about $700. The Finnish company is the world's largest cell phone maker, but it has slipped in recent years and lost market share to companies like Motorola. Now we've called Frank Movo, who led the team that designed Nokia's new upscale phone. For those hundreds of dollars, you get a gliding stainless steel cover, among other features. Movo has been designing phones since 1989.
My career has been to bring high design to technological object, you know, make it friendly, make it comfortable, make it, I would dare say, even sexy.
Sexy?
Sexy, yeah, mobile phones. I've worked hard through the years to bring, you know, little black plastic devices into the world of fashion.
So is anybody going to pay $700 or $800 for this phone?
All functional devices, cars, watches, pens, what do you want, homes, mention anything. Has moved into the luxury market, meaning that there's an embracing of craft, precision, high-quality materials. Take the Kelly bag, for instance, a beautiful purse from Hermes, and here you have dedication to craft, but a very raw material. And those bags cost an extremely substantial amount of money for a handbag. This is why we have studied the premium market, which is the very high end of the mass market, the high end of fashion, you could say, fashion accessories, but it's not yet luxury. So it's attainable, but to a smaller crowd.
Who's that crowd demographically? Who are you trying to get with the 8800 phone here?
I'm not prepared to quote specific income levels, but you know, people stretch at all income levels to get what they want. It's pretty amazing, the aspirational value of a product like this, what it says, both inwardly, what it makes you feel, but then obviously there is the outward, hey, this is my success badge. These are factors in things that we buy, our clothing, our cars, our homes, and there's nothing different about a mobile phone. All the same rules apply.
The Wall Street Journal, in an otherwise complimentary article, says that Nokia has slipped badly in recent years, missing some key style trends. What have you missed, in your estimation?
Well, I wouldn't say style trends. There's one, what I would call a form factor. There was a huge influx of fold phones from a number of competitors, and Nokia had a couple of them out on the marketplace, but it wasn't the dominant part of our portfolio. Those clamshells caught on very quickly. We've moved in lightning form, in fact, to have our portfolio filled out with those clamshell phones, and now we have numerous models all over the world.
Is there a moment when you take a box full of everybody else's phones and dump them out on the table and try to figure out what they're doing right or wrong?
You don't gain that much from looking at your competitors. You really gain forward momentum from focusing on your end customer, knowing where they're going, where they want to go. Otherwise, all you're doing is you're following moments, very brief moments, little leapfrog moments from competitor to competitor. What you have to do is take your eye further forward and understand where the customer wants to go, and that's the real magic.
Frank Movo is Nokia's chief of design. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me here.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.